Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at y'all from Pensacola, Florida, Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the eastern part of the U.S. or Canada. If it ain't that time, then you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Quiet.
Shit.
Or maybe you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Good girl.
Yay. Go. How much for that service, by the way?
What?
Dog training. How much do you charge people?
Does it sound like this one's training?
Yeah, it does. You tell her to be quiet and she stops talking.
Well, yeah.
I don't know anybody that can do that. You can make money doing that.
Go to YouTube. That's how I learned. Go to YouTube.
Say for like... $100 an hour.
No, I don't want it.
I'll give you 80. I'm going to take 20.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Now you're
make some money.
Now you're a dog trainer pimp.
Yeah. Hey, you good with dogs?
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving and the Twitter. We check that one during the show. Any other time, we're always on Facebook. There's all we put up news stories and say funny shit about it. And also very occasionally on your Instagram.
Yes.
Where I should just post more Shelby pictures.
I think you're right. I mean, I really think during the show, we should stream Instagram. No. From her. We get a camera
the
on
Shelby
her.
Shelby cam?
That's what people want to see. The fucking dog. You know, they like hearing it too.
There's a few game streamers out there that have a second cam going on
for their animal,
like their dog bed. Yeah. Where right. The dog's laying.
I like that. As long as it's not a snake. I think it works. Stupid like that. Fuck.
Oh, on the dog walk earlier, there's a house here in the neighborhood.
You saw a snake?
No. But you'll know the house. It used to have a rabbit.
Oh, fuck.
Kind of crazy house.
No, it looks scary, very scary.
Well, now out on the curb is a giant, it was obviously some kind of reptile container because it had the warming lamps above and it had crawly, you know, it had vegetation and crawly and they're chucking
it. Did it die or did they let fuck go?
But they're
did
chucking they it. But
what?
It's huge.
They're
it's,
what?
The device is kind of broken, like the top is broken or something, but it obviously held. It didn't hold water. The front was all glass.
It was a snake.
It was obviously, I believe, some member of the reptile family or amphibian. And
what happened?
Not amphibian, probably.
What happened to that fucking snake? We as a community, I need to know.
Well, I don't know. It might have been but it's huge. The box is. Is massive and obviously homemade.
What is wrong with these people that they have this fucking rabbit out in a cage in the bowl? I'm sure that rabbit's so fucking happy living in a cage in your shitty fucking backyard. And now you got some.
Well, they used to let it out, remember?
God knows.
They used to hop around the yard.
Hey, maybe they just let the fucking snake out one day. They're like, you know what? The snake is too fucking big. It's too expensive for us to feed it. We're just going to let it feast on the animals in this neighborhood because we.
Maybe the rabbit got the snake.
Supreme assholes, hopefully.
Most vicious rodent. Just a little bunny rabbit.
You don't fuck with a Florida rabbit. We'll fuck you up. I guess.
Oh, that's Kate. Yep. The God, I'd forgotten her bark was that high pitched compared to this one.
Yeah. 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 She's dainty.
Her previous intern.
Yeah, this intern's a bit more of a hoss. You know?
This one's a little bit.
Like, it's a lot of force.
A little, yeah.
A lot of dog.
The Amazon. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use our link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or the banner on the webpage that says go to Amazon.
Yeah.
We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. And again, right. Thanks to those that do.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're Matt Gates and you're, you know, you're having to order shit from Amazon because, I don't know, ready to go somewhere.
Don't set your Venmo to public. You don't, you cannot do that.
Why is that? God, hey man, I have Venmo. I'm not public.
I'm assuming he did.
Why the fuck would it be public?
He did.
Fuck Venmo. Fuck Venmo. Why would the default be fucking public?
Why would anybody want that public? Not that I've done any hooker payments. Not hooker.
Well, no, but
not
like,
that I've done any victim payments, actually, if they're underage.
Jeez, what a dumb fuck. Hi, I'm Matt Gaetz. I'm getting high, and me and some creepy fuck, some state tax collector, we're going to go to some place, some official spot where you make IDs. We're going to make IDs for girls that I want to sex traffic. That's what I'm doing. That's I'm Matt Gaetz.
I have several Matt Gaetz stories today. Sorry we took yesterday off.
Right.
Good news, bad news.
Yeah, yeah.
Good news, we got the second jabs of the COVID vaccine. And holy shit.
Thank you, Jeebus. It makes you
kind of tired and and sicky.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of feel like
sweaty and
shit.
And yeah.
You know.
Mild flu-like symptoms.
And if there's any evangelical anti-vaxxers that are praying for us because we got the Bill Gates chip, don't worry about it. It's okay.
And really sore arm.
Oh yes,
like really sore arm. So we got the Moderna. Yeah, the Moderna.
Oh yeah.
If you get the Moderna,
your RNA.
It could have some effects, or could not affect you at all. And you can call us weenies.
Right. Hey, listen. Maybe it'll turn me into a fucking mutant. I don't know.
Supposedly it's working.
What do you mean?
That means it's working.
If you feel like shit.
Yeah, that the first shot taught your immune system to how to start to attack those little protein things. And then the booster shot.
Yes.
Since your body already kind of knows how, it's like, oh, let's get those motherfuckers.
Oh, yes.
And,
yes.
And sends out an immune response, inflames your arm where the site of the massive infection is.
Yeah.
Which makes it hurt. And then the rest of your body does, you know, the fever thing, whatever.
So the human body, I know it's a miracle when people say all that shit, but it is so disgusting. And just think about living through smallpox or some shit like that. Thank God we can get these vaccines and it's not incredibly gross. You just feel like shit, but you're not, you know.
Or you can pray. Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We do have... I was going to play a drop, but the drops are still...
Slutty.
Are still echoing, I think. Yeah. And there must be a fucked up setting on this pretty complicated digital mixing board that we have that I read the manual for and set everything perfectly at one point.
Thank you.
But if it got jostled, I've... completely forgotten what all these little buttons and doohickeys mean. So
can't we go back in time and look at the settings?
It's more like it's not with the sound levels, but it's like these routing buttons that partial. You can send it here, but not here, and you can send it here, but not here.
Yeah.
So it might
technical.
Kate barking earlier might have been
just
a little echoey.
Oh, okay. Well,
working on it. The let's see what's in the fucking headlines before we get to Gates Fest.
Oh yes, is he arrested yet?
Oh, we don't have to wait. Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo House hits Gates with ethics investigation.
Oh shit, baby, bam! Why though? Come on, man. Ethics.
The House Committee on Ethics said today that it had launched two separate investigations into sexual misconduct allegations against Representatives Matt Gaetz and Tom Reed of New York.
Oh shit, Pat.
Gaetz is currently under investigation by the Justice Department for allegedly having sex with a 17-year-old girl and paying for her and other young women to travel across state lines for sex. Federal investigators are reportedly looking into whether Gaetz used any federal campaign money to make these alleged payments.
Well, I know a lot of people out there used a lot of bad judgment when they voted for him. I mean, that is...
Or no judgment.
Right.
In this district are...
I'm going...
Republican.
Yeah. And I mean, it's...
I don't know who this Jeffrey Dahmer guy is, but I like... he's a Republican.
There's no way a sane person can say, I'm very happy that I voted for Matt Gaetz. He's a sex trafficker. No,
you can't say sane. Of course not. Well, there you go. You're right.
Why am I such a dumb fuck? I voted for the guy that's not the fucking sex trafficker. I voted for the other fucking guy. What do I know?
Who is already gearing up to run again, Phil Ayer.
Phil fucking Ayer.
In case there's a special election or Gaetz holds out and runs again.
God.
And they'll elect him again.
He will not.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
they will
done.
Elect him again. If he makes it that far to the next election, I have no doubt that he will get a lot of votes still.
Please, dude. He was busted getting high, making fake IDs.
Was he?
With his dumb...
Was he?
I thought he was on camera with his dumb fucking friend making
there.
Fake IDs.
He was there.
Oh my God.
How did he know what Greenberg was doing? We were together the whole time.
That's true.
I had to take a long shit.
What were those Venmos for, Mr. Gaetz?
It was...
Those children.
It went through Greenberg. He owed Greenberg $900. And the fact that right after that, Greenberg sent $900 in total to three separate girls.
Yeah.
Coincidence.
Mr. Gaetz, why am I hearing stories?
It was for tuition.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Let me find the Venmo story.
Is it true you like to have ecstasy fueled sex with minors? Do you like that, Mr. Gaetz? Is that your thing?
Okay, this is
quiet.
That's right, Shelby.
Quiet, you terrorist. In two late night Venmo transactions in May 2018, Representative Matt Gaetz sent his friend, the accused sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, $900. The next morning, over the course of 8 minutes, Greenberg used the same app to send three young women varying sums of money. In total, those transactions amounted to $900.
That's an anomaly, they will say.
The memo field,
yes,
for the first of Gaetz's transaction to Greenberg was titled Test.
Okay.
In the second, Gaetz wrote hit up and he used the nickname of one of the girls.
Okay.
Hit up Vixen.
What? Why would he think to be, a little bit more cautious? Doesn't it seem like this is what you would call careless?
The Daily Beast says they won't share the nickname because the teenager had only turned 18 less than 6 months before. So she was 18 when this payment was made.
And it was just a payment.
Greenberg then made his Venmo payments to the three young women,
right?
He described in three separate the description field.
Yes.
Tuition, school, and school.
He's just trying to type something in that field. He's not even thinking about it. What school was this? Do you know?
I don't know.
Which school? Maybe you don't know.
Greenberg is the former Seminole County tax collector, has now been federally indicted on 33 counts, including sex trafficking crimes.
Damn.
Involving a 17-year-old.
Oh, shit. Wow. How do you have time to do your job? You have so much going on with this sex trafficking stuff, right? And Matt Gaetz, don't they have duties as public servants?
You said duties.
Yeah.
They might be into that.
I don't know.
But don't they have stuff to do? Doesn't he have to do anything? Do these people do anything other than this?
No. Court documents say Greenberg was engaged in sugar daddy relationships. Gates and Greenberg are both connected through Venmo to this then 18-year-old woman who now works in the porn industry.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Irrelevant. Greenberg's attorney. Oh, yeah. So this is where
it seems like it gets weird,
but it's not.
Okay.
Yesterday, the attorney talked about his client wanting to put together a plea deal.
Right, right.
And that he said something to the effect of, and Mr. Gates is probably not real happy right now.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Because he's giving up information about.
Right. Then today,
Matt,
the guy went into court, Greenberg, and pled not guilty, which one wouldn't do if one had a deal. But the thing is, this deal stuff just came up, and the deal isn't made. And he had, because he got hit with superseding indictments,
right?
He had to go in again today.
Oh, okay.
And plead.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean that he's not ratting on Gates.
Right.
It just means that he had to fucking plead today, and one does not plead guilty until you have a deal.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have a deal signed, so you're right. Getting shit for it.
Right, right.
33 counts.
Jeez, that seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Including embezzling from the Seminole County Tax Collector's Office.
Oh, okay, well.
So these are great guys.
I mean, yeah. But you're right. I mean, if they can just get clear of these charges, I mean, that they have a bright future with the Republicans, I think.
Sure.
I mean, and
even if they don't get clear of these charges, they'll still have a bright future.
Yeah. Do you think that, I mean, I just assume Matt Gaetz is done, or I shouldn't assume that,
I mean, we assume Trump would never make it to president.
Oh, he did, though. You know,
and we're in Trump country.
Isn't the evidence against Gates kind of damning? I mean, the paper trail with the fucking Venmo, and aren't there weird texts and he's sending his dick to someone? Or am I?
No, he just showed naked pictures of the girls he was fucking to members of.
What a great guy, too. I mean,
Florida State House.
Let's take the age factor out of it. I mean, not that you can or you should, but geez, what a great guy anyway. I mean, what? Who is this fucking guy? Why are we voting for him over and over again, you dumb fucks?
Well, we didn't.
God, I mean, really? It's not hard to vote better than Matt Gaetz. The other guy, whoever that is, is better.
Federal investigators are also, I said that, looking into whether Gates used federal campaign money to make these payments. If he did, that's a separate issue.
Is it illegal to?
He's also been accused of showing photos and videos of nude women while on the House floor and of taking the drug ecstasy.
This motherfucker, imagine donating to Matt Gaetz's campaign and you find out that this motherfucker is using your money to traffic girls to get laid. I mean, it's just like you're fucking on money that was donated to your campaign.
The committee said it's also aware of allegations that Congressman Reed, quote, may have engaged in sexual misconduct. Reed has been accused by former lobbyist Nicolette Davis of groping her in 2017.
I mean, you know, it's just fucking insane, because the other guy that ran against Matt Gaetz is a really nice dude, and he's a good guy. I mean, and the man goes out, he'll pick up trash. He will meet people
Phil
at
Ayer
8 a.m. in the morning to go pick up fucking trash. Matt Gaetz is sex trafficking.
He's flying to the Bahamas with 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
Reed, in a statement last month, apologized for his unprofessional behavior and any pain he may have caused Davis. He added that he would not run for any elected position when his term expires in 2022.
Yeah.
He had been considering running for governor of New York,
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So he was like, he apologized. He copped to it, apologized, and said, you know, he's since cleaned up. He had an alcoholism problem at the time.
Right.
But
the governor of New York is a rough spot right now to try. Yeah. Kind of an embattled position.
Well, not the position so much
person
as the
both
dude
people, right? Because that guy was going to run for governor.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean I don't know how popular he is. He's the one of those work across the aisle guys. He was part of that.
Okay. Let me reason with
get
this
shit done caucus
boy.
Or whatever the fuck his, the name of his
done.
Caucus was.
Get shit done with these Nazis over here. Sure, that's doable. No fucking problem.
He and the purpley Democrats.
Who am I supposed to work with over there? Louis Gohmert? Rand Paul?
He wasn't in that caucus.
Okay.
Problem Solvers Caucus. They called themselves.
The problem is the GOP. I mean, that's the, and, you know, and I don't know how a Vulcan would look at this, but to me, logic would say you got to get rid of the GOP.
Oh, and just yesterday, Representative Reed was replaced as the co-chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, hey, guys.
These are reach across the aisle, guys.
Right. He needs to be a little less reachy, I guess.
Half are Democrats, half are Republicans.
Yeah.
And they're...
What did he do? What did Tom Reed do? He
allegedly groped a lobbyist.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't do that, Tom, even if you're a Republican, believe it or not, you know?
But he you know, kind of did the right thing. He's quitting.
Yeah, quit, and he's not going to run for
office
again.
Apologizes, quitting, yeah.
But he'll come back and he can run for the House. Run for like a... Because that's what What's-His-Face did. The governor that lied about going to the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, Mark Sanford. Yeah, he's a representative.
He's back in government, baby. Because it's like, I remember when he was running again, I heard an interview about it on NPR, and they were like, that's all this guy can do. You know what I mean?
Mark
like,
Sanford, yeah, what else has he got going for him?
He's got name recognition, you know. Why not?
We've got, let's see, we're over at the Drudge. They be talking about.
Yay.
Sad news across the pond. Prince Philip's dead.
Oh, shit.
At Windsor Castle.
Is he the racist one?
He said some racist-esque things throughout his days. I saw a quote today.
Right.
Something to the effect of someone was like a British student or something was in Japan or China. Yeah. You know, I don't even know the details, but I know the key phrase he used.
Oh, okay.
And he said something to the effect of, you better not stay over there too long or you'll come back with slitty eyes.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Jesus Christ. Oh, he was, what was he?
He was the prince. I should read this instead of guessing. Prince consort. He was married to the queen, but he couldn't be king.
I am the prince consort.
He did not issue from the king and queenish loins.
I did not issue forth from the king's wang. I am only the consort. Jeez, but I'm racist. I'm very racist. But you know,
99. Queen has expressed her deep sorrow after her beloved husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, passed away peacefully at Windsor Castle.
Right. Bring out your dead.
Her Majesty, 94.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Shared a poignant photo and a heartfelt tribute. The tributes are pouring in from around the world. A statement from the palace says, with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announced the death of her beloved husband.
That sucks, man.
Yeah. 2 months, 1 day before his 100th birthday.
Wow, geez.
Almost made it to 100.
Right, right. Well, listen, slitty eyes, come on.
Well, he's. I mean, there were others. He was kind of known for his gaffes and, kind of bad, shitty things.
Prince Philip! Consortium Philip, like most of all of the old
good
royal
God,
family.
Good God, 1921.
Known for being racist.
He was born in June.
Wow. Oh, shit.
In Greece.
They didn't have air conditioning back then.
He was in the British Royal Navy.
Pre-internet.
The career that he thought he would have, he was going to be in the military, but he gave that up to marry the queen.
Right. Was he the one that, who dressed up like the Nazi?
Harry.
What a dumb fuck. Good costume choice, fuckface.
And there's all, you know, that's the big thing now is, what's going to happen with, our Harry and Meghan, right. You know, the black one.
Oh shit.
Are they coming back? No. Are they going to have the audacity to come back?
They better not.
Pretend that they're all lovey of this family and everything.
God, if I live in England, you got to start thinking, like, what are we putting up with here? What is this institution that we're all constantly sucking the fuck off? I mean, really, Prince Andrew, isn't he a Jeffrey Epstein kind of dude?
Oh, yeah.
Great guy. You're either racist or pedophiles. Lovely. Lovely scene you have going over there in England, you know, with the, I don't know. It's good tourism, right? People like to go, you know, hang out with these old racists, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Old slitty eyes.
And then
what a dumb fuck, man. I don't know. That guy, that man is royalty.
And then there's Fox. There's Fox and Friends, who, by the way, were way into that whole royal thing.
Shit, yes.
And tended to lean towards the I can't believe they're doing that to the royal family.
Yeah.
I can't believe that black one is doing it to the royal family.
Thanks, Obama.
Here's Brian Kilmeade. This morning.
Oh, man, this guy. We haven't heard from him in a bit.
He's so dumb.
And I know that the folks there are just devastated. They love this family. We love this family. And did y'all watch The Crown?
Yeah, of course.
I know it's fictional, but it's based obviously on this true story. And just to watch their ups and downs throughout that, and then the fact that they stuck together, 99 years old.
Right. And they also, you know, married 73 years. It was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And also, if you factor in this, there are reports that he was enraged after the interview and the fallout from the interview with Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah and Meghan killed Prince Philip. He was enraged. They drove him over the edge.
Literally killed him. Oh, my God.
With Oprah Winfrey. So come here on. He is trying to recover, and then he gets hit with that.
Yeah.
He also is reportedly very very transparent about his distaste for Fergie when she was married to Prince
Andrew
for a while. She was a little bit different for the royal family's taste, I guess.
What does that mean?
So at 99 years old, he passed away.
I think they're trying to let everyone know that he wasn't a racist.
We are a
that
country,
he wasn't mad at he wasn't enraged by the interview because he's racist. They wanted everybody to know he also hated the white one.
Great.
Prince Andrew.
Perfect.
Fergie.
Yes.
Just to let you know.
Right.
Just be reassured.
He hates everybody.
That he wasn't the racist.
Yeah. Boy, I I'm trying to see what you get. What do you get out of the royal family? What do they do for the country that helps?
Well, I don't know. There are people that enjoy it. They like the...
Enjoy what?
The theatricality of it.
It's like they're in a zoo or something?
I guess, yeah. I mean...
This is... You guys are being nuts about this. How much do you get if you're the queen? What do you get?
Well, she's got...
A couple grand a month?
Technically, a lot of personal assets.
Personal assets?
Which, at one point, she was like... She's a billionaireess, I believe.
What did she do? What did she make?
She inherited all that property and all the estates and all the...
So she's a billionaire just because she scrabbled out of some royal vagina.
Welcome to our world.
Jeez.
So there you go, Kilmeade.
Talk about Faithless Friday.
Kilmeade blaming Meghan Markle.
Yeah, astute dickhead. That makes a lot of sense.
He was enraged by that interview with Oprah.
You think that he's saying that was purposeful? Like she intentionally did something that would upset this guy and cause him to have a fucking
aneurysm. Well, he's just saying there were reports, Ryan. There are reports. He just wants everyone to know.
Does he have a voodoo doll of this person?
There are reports.
It's Prince Philip that died, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very important that everybody knows.
Okay.
Well, sorry for your loss, everybody. I'm sorry for your loss. You get through this. Here's the upswing. I don't know anything about the royal family, but I'm sure there's another old white guy that'll step right in and fill this racist's shoes, right?
Well,
that's how it works.
I don't know.
There's another white guy. Can be. Who is he?
You mean the queen's going to remarry at 94?
No, but what did he do? He was the
prince consort.
Prince consort. I believe, who shall assume his duties?
Well, he retired a few years ago. So royals picked up.
So why the fuck is he quitting? So he doesn't have to do anything.
They do public service. They run charities everywhere.
Right.
And they show up and raise money.
So you're just going to keep this
role.
Which
they do a lot.
Until you're fucking dead.
Well, yeah. That's what they do. Is they show up at shit. And they run charitable organizations.
You know what I would do? I would get one of those things and I would find a guy. I'd be like, you know, we're talking like 35 or something. And I would say, you can buy this off me. You know, the gig. And then, you know, then I don't have to work the rest of my life.
Well, one could argue that you're traveling the world and doing technically good shit.
That's true. That is true. That's true.
If you pick the right, I mean, Princess Diana cleared landmines.
Yeah. Do you think someone had her killed, or was that a...
No, I think it was an unfortunate accident.
Okay.
I don't think the queen was driving a Subaru that cut in front of the limo. Dun 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 dun. Dun. I wonder if Philip hated her too. Another white one.
Oh yes. Oh, so I don't like her.
So you know, he also hated Fergie.
Right, right. So this guy. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. He's dead.
I think it's all very silly. But
if anyone's related to him is sad, I'm very sorry. But he sounds like an asshole. You know what I mean? Sounds like a real dick.
I mean. They're kind of just the like ultimate celebrities.
Yeah.
They don't really have any authority. She's got, you know, a really ornamental authority over anything, but and you know, if the British people want to do that, I don't have a problem with that. If they want to, you know, have somebody a lot of the taxpayer dime.
Oh, yeah, an old white racist.
And if they're going around making money, I don't have a problem. But if they don't want it, then don't do it. I don't want a king and queen here.
No. Well, no. We have that, though, don't we? Don't we sort of have...
We have the Kardashians.
Who's the most
famous? We have...
Who is the most famous person?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It'd be interesting. Like worldwide, like Tom Cruise, maybe?
Yeah. No, probably somebody like...
Harrison Ford, maybe?
Somebody like Larry the Cable Guy.
You know, Indiana Jones 5 is a thing.
It's coming out. Who's Indiana Jones this time?
It's going to be Harrison Ford.
Is it really? God. I'm not seeing that.
Why?
Well, I mean, I watch
it. It might be good.
If it's, are you going to the movie theater? Listen, I know we're all getting vaccinated and what the fuck ever. It's got to be one hell of a movie for me to get into a goddamn theater. I mean, not that one. Is Shia LaBeouf back? Who the fuck is, who's in it? Harrison Ford? Who gives a fuck about this?
I just saw it today. Phoebe Waller has been cast.
I'm not seeing it. I'm just not doing that. That's not fair. For that franchise, do yet another movie.
As yet untitled fifth Indiana Jones film.
A fifth Indiana Jones
co-starring
film.
An as yet unannounced character. Opposite Harrison Ford.
Oh, yes. An as yet unannounced character.
Oh, John Williams is going to do the music.
Good, John. Thank you. I want to thank everybody involved in making this Indiana Jones 5 come to life. It's just so nice of a franchise to think, you know what? We need to make people spend, what, 10 to 12 more dollars at the theater and see another one of these goddamn movies.
Oh.
We're not leaving any money on the table.
So there's not... much out there, but they're speculating that Spielberg acknowledged a couple of years ago in an interview that it might be time for a female iteration of the character.
Yeah.
Using the fifth film to pass the torch from 78-year-old Harrison Ford to to Phoebe Waller-Bridge could be a good way to help rejuvenate the franchise.
I mean, God.
Don't let him fly.
Well, listen.
Just don't let him fly.
Yeah, yeah. Harrison Ford?
To do his own stunts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he does a lot of his own stunts. He's no Tom Cruise.
I mean, yeah, right. Well, I don't know. How many Indiana Jones do you have before you'll have a female lead? Five, that's the number.
Well, it is Indiana Jones. I mean,
you can't have a female lead.
Well, he always had female co-stars.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, I don't
know. Co-stars.
Co-stars. Oh. I tell you
man,
what.
Man, my Wisconsin going, popped out there.
I'm not going outside in this weather to see this Indiana Jones Part 5. I mean, God. God damn. I mean, I honestly think it's abusive on the fan base to do 5. Really?
What,
God damn,
what if it ends up being good?
It's not going to be.
How do you know?
I've seen the other ones. I can't even think of a...
The one with Shia, okay, is questionable, but, you know, 1 and 2.
1 and 2, yeah.
3 was good.
I'll give you 1 and 2 and 3, but the rest of them, please, for the love of shit.
That's only one.
Stop.
That's 4.
Stop doing it.
They're making 5.
Stop doing
Give
it.
Give them a mulligan.
How dare you, by the way, you Indiana Jones people. You're making people come out and see yet another. They don't need to see another Indiana Jones. And now,
what are they going to do? You come up with
variants.
New ideas? What the hell do you want?
Yeah. Find a new movie for Harrison. Here's an idea. Why don't you have Harrison Ford be the fucking president and somebody tries to hijack his plane or something? That's never been done. Do that.
I think I did all of the... No, Matt Gaetz lost another staff member.
Yeah, to what?
Devin Murphy, the legislative director for Matt Gaetz, has resigned his post.
Yeah.
Making him second to leave the office as pressure continues.
Get the fuck out of there. You might end up in a container.
A source directly connected to Murphy said he left the job not specifically because of Gaetz's legal troubles, but because of the media circus surrounding the Republican made it difficult to accomplish meaningful congressional work. Oh,
listen, guys, I know that you want to stick up for your rapey friend here, but you can say in a reasonable world, I didn't want to work for a guy that is a sex trafficker. That's a thing I don't do. And I would understand that. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that's kind of a bare minimum.
Oh, it's the media circus.
No, it's not. Your boss is a sex trafficker. It's fucked up. So you quit. Okay.
We also see that Gaetz has hired some New York attorneys that were Trump's defense attorneys.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah.
To represent him in this whole deal. So, daddy's got money.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of money.
God, you know, it's the politics shouldn't be so interesting in this little area. It really shouldn't be. You know, if Matt Gaetz he's about to get arrested. I mean, but, you know, nobody would know. Doug Underhill, he's a big dirtball. He's one of our county commissioners.
Yeah, he'll probably run for Gaetz's spot.
Yeah, I
he's a horrible
is he
Trumpist.
Worse? Is it matter?
I mean, 6-1. He is
an asshole.
A spectacular asshole and, you know, probably corrupt as fuck.
Dude, I've seen screen caps of...
Wouldn't surprise me if he was the one that planted the bug.
Oh, yeah.
In that other
county
commissioner's office or whatever it was.
Well, you know, I see screen caps from people where they've had, you know, it's public conversations with Underhill on Facebook, and he is a fucking dick.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's a dick.
We talked offline, but I don't know if we, did we
Crap
talk
diving offline.
Online about the Matt Gaetz wants to date your child billboard that's up here?
I don't think we even talked about that.
There's a billboard.
Yeah.
That's
a great opportunity for everyone.
That is here in the area.
Yay!
And billboard emblazoned with Matt Gaetz wants to date in quotes, your child went up this week.
He's just a horrible guy. And it's just, as time goes on, as time is linear, he becomes more horrific. That's just the way it is with this guy.
The Northwest Florida Daily News reported the billboard was on State Road 85 a busy north-south highway near the Hub City Center in Crestview.
Right, right, right. It's in Crestview. And by the way, hey, what up, Crestview? I know a lot of you guys voted for this fuck. A lot of you guys did. I know it. In the VAR. In Gulf Breeze. God damn it.
That's Okaloosa County.
Milton.
Still part of Gates's district. Like us.
Yeah. A lot of anti-maskers in that clan.
In Crestview?
Yeah. Pun intended.
How big is it?
I don't know. I mean, you know. It's pretty,
here's the map. It's about, the same distance as like Fort Walton, but just farther north.
People make jokes about Crestview. It's like, if you're going to make jokes about a place being shitty, you just say the word Crestview and everybody laughs.
That's the local. Yeah. Gary, that's,
everybody
Indiana.
Takes a shit like Chicago. On Crestview. Yes.
Chicago. You talk about Gary.
Gary. Sure.
Our serial killers ride bicycles.
The billboard was paid for by a liberal political action committee called Mad Dog.
Okay.
Which has put up previous billboards of Gates. The one that went up in 2018 was Gates' mugshot from his 2018 arrest
on a
charge of driving under the influence, and said, "Representative Matt Gaetz, how many DUIs have you had? The voters deserve to know."
Gosh, well, hasn't he had like?
Well, rumors here in the district say several but they all went away. But one was actually like he got hauled in and arrested and charged, I guess. And then there was something I got to read up on that, but there was something about the trooper that arrested him was then. Like summarily fired or something like that.
Jesus.
But there is some connection, it seems.
Right. Does it seem
because
worth
his
it
daddy was president of the state senate here in Florida for a whole bunch of years and a rich motherfucker.
And that's why his fate isn't necessarily sealed, Matt Gaetz, because he has clout in this state at least, right? Is he going to get out of this? I don't know.
He literally had to munch on Trump's pubes to the point of his teeth looking like he had had eaten a white cotton candy in his mouth. And
like delicate white cotton candy. Horrific.
I make sure I use conditioner down there. She say something like a Yeti?
Go away, Nazi.
Like, didn't Stormy Daniels say it was a mushroom in a Yeti next to a Yeti or something like that?
Something horrific. We've been through a rough time with Trump.
Another billboard that this group put up in 2019 had his mugshot again with the word GOP and the hammer and sickle.
Yeah, I like that one.
The Soviet Union.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here. He's not beloved.
No, and he's done some questionable shit. You know, his connection with, I don't know, I don't know if you remember on January 6th, there was a thing at the Capitol and riot.
Yeah.
And he's supported
some patriots.
But he supported it.
Yeah.
So, that's a thing.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yay.
Bienvenido.
Is Matt Gaetz an insurrectionist?
He wanted to overturn the results of the free and fair election.
So that would make 0.0
evidence. Yeah. And he was all over Fox.
Right.
Trying to speak through the Trump semen that he had gargled 5 minutes before he entered the studios.
At the very least, he's insurrectionist curious, no?
Yeah. I think he's... I don't think he's curious.
You think he's down for the plan or whatever. The nut.
Supreme Court is trending. This could be
SCOTUS. This could be bad.
Oh no. I had the story. Two things. Oh, two different Supreme Courts are trending. Wisconsin.
Yes.
A good thing.
Yes.
Wisconsin Supreme Court in 5-2 ruling sided with the Democrats, saying voters flagged as possibly having moved should not have been removed from the voter registration database. That job is up to the local officials, not Wisconsin elections, the court rules. So the Republicans were trying to purge 70,000 people using this one ahead of the next election. And their own Supreme Court, which I think is a 4-3 conservative majority still, even had a couple defect.
Yeah.
And a couple of alleged...
Yeah. What do you do with a party when all they want to do is fuck with your right to vote or your access to voting? Oh, yeah. And you know, and they're not stopping. They're doing it more. The only other thing I can think that they're doing now is all this anti-trans shit. What a shitty, horrific party.
So that's good.
Oh, yes.
The other thing that is good news is that President Biden, still so nice to say, yeah, even man. After a couple of months.
Right.
President Biden today ordered a 180-day study of adding seats to the Supreme Court.
Oh, shit. Let's pack the court, motherfuckers.
He's putting together a commission to study court reforms.
Yes.
Making good on a campaign year promise to establish a bipartisan commission to examine the potentially explosive subjects of expanding the court or setting term limits for justices.
Pack the courts, baby. Pack the motherfucking courts. Who's your top pick? Who would be your dream SCOTUS?
Obama.
Yeah, me too.
And then they just go on to talk about how they robbed Obama of the Supreme Court. And
And
they rammed through Amy Coney Barrett.
Right.
Like the week before the election, even though Mitch McConnell said, well, it's a year till the election. We can't put that Merrick Garland guy in there.
And there needs to be a fucking reckoning. And I don't know how you figure out this Joe Manchin fuckhead in cinema. But damn, there needs to be a wrecking. They need to pack
the fucking
court, man.
Yeah, they don't represent what the country wants.
Yeah.
You look at almost every issue, 70-80% on every gun, sensible gun reform.
Right.
Nobody's coming for your guns, but these laws that they're proposing are all sensible gun reform laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
90% plus on universal background checks. You can't go to a gun show and just because some guy backed up his car and opened his trunk to sell you some guns and isn't an official gun dealer.
Right.
You don't have to go through a background check because he's a private seller.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
Yeah, that sounds not great.
And they want to close that loophole.
Right. I tell you, in Florida, too, and I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but they really should do something about these snake owners. I mean, they could.
What about them?
Well, we don't have pythons. Well, were not part of the ecosystem until people had them as pets and let them into the fucking
woods. Have certain types of reptiles,
regulations. Have a snake as a pet. There, I said it. Fine. Nobody will give a fuck. You're not going to miss your fucking snake. Don't tell me you have a connection to your goddamn snake.
People might.
Come on.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Listen, just don't let it out. Don't be dumb. That's the problem.
I don't know where my cobra is. Which has happened.
Oh, in Florida.
Yeah, remember the white cobra?
Yes. I fucking do. It's somebody's laundry room.
That's where they finally found it. But after
find that fucking snake.
3 weeks of terror in a neighborhood.
There's no good part about it. Oh, I found this giant ass snake. What do I do with it? Everybody's walking around with shotguns and machetes, very nervous.
Why is Mike Lindell not on Fox? And why do they seem to say, hey, when Dominion says something, we're just going to shut up about it and talk about Biden's tax bill?
Well, you know, I'm going to have those answers, too, because I've hired private investigators. And I've spent a lot of money on them to investigate everything. Why are the bots and trolls? Who's behind them? Well, you know, why is Facebook involved? Wikipedia involved? And then the big question, why isn't Fox having people on? Why isn't Fox on there talking about, you know, Dominion and Smartmatic
Dominion.
And
the election fraud?
Why is my-
because they don't want to get the fuck suit out of them.
Why does Mike Lindell sound so stupid when he says Dominion? I mean, that he's just not a smart guy, dude. There's just no way. Do you think he's smart? Dominion. The Dominion. Way he says it. Dominion well, and Smartmatic. Yeah.
He's an odd dude.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
And then, of course,
it's really weird. Yeah.
The hard hitting interviewer,
yes,
who I thinks this guy is a nut.
Okay,
and that might fit in with his depiction in books like Fear.
Okay,
Steve Bannon,
right.
I think he's fucking with this guy because Bannon. You can see the video; it's split screen, and Bannon is even like kind of smirking as he's saying, "Why aren't you on Fox? Why is Fox backing off? And
yeah.
If there's, you know, if you there's real evidence out there,
you know, the impression I get from Steve, I got from Fear about Steve Bannon is he's an evil asshole. He's very smart.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, he knew what he was doing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think he's the reason Trump got elected?
I think he's a big part of it. Yeah.
That's gross, Steve. You should be ashamed of yourself. You fuck. God.
I think he knew how to tap into the racists and the rubes and
good
the money
job.
And the
good
money people
job.
At the same time.
You forced a Nazi on us. Thank you. Bigly.
Oh, that's why I'm hiring private investigators.
How is the guy that makes pillows the only guy that knows? The only guy that's figured out the fucking election. Do you think if there was a real reason Trump should still be in the White House, somebody else would figure that out too? That some lawyer would have figured it out too, you dumb fuck, Mike. I just don't understand the arrogance of this guy. He's clearly stupid, but he thinks he's got the only answer. Why do you need to hire private investigators, you fuckhead? Why do you need them if you figured it out? You've done three. I'm sorry. He's done how many documentaries?
I'm sorry. I'm listening to the show in my other ear
I just
check
thought
the quality.
You were doing something. I was just ranting about
this
guy.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What
was the question?
No, I mean, does he, not Steve Bannon, the...
Mike Pillow?
Yeah. I mean, he's hiring private investigators.
Yeah.
But he's already done two documentaries that are like 3 hours each. What is there left to discover?
Well, here's why.
Biden's tax bill.
Well, you know, I'm going to have those answers too, because I've hired private investigators and I've spent a lot of money on them to investigate everything. Why are the bots and trolls? Who's behind them? Well, you know, why is Facebook involved? Wikipedia involved?
Wikipedia?
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
What did Wikipedia say? They probably allowed somebody to edit that there's no evidence for his shit.
The thing is, the Republicans spend all day doing crazy shit, and then it gets reported on. And then what they will have the nerve to say is the news is saying some crazy shit about me. Well, you did. That's what you did. And they're saying what you did. That's what this is. God, can you imagine?
Okay, so the clips are working. The drops are echoing.
Okay. Well,
I was just narrowing the shit down.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about Mike Lindell marrying into that family. And you're like, hey, how? Before Mike, I mean, I didn't know Mike Lindell before all this Trump shit. I didn't know he was such a flaming cunt. I had no idea.
Well, who knew that he even existed?
I mean, he seems like a douche. I mean, you know, no offense, but, just imagine meeting, you know, somebody's like, you know, just I'm gonna tell you my dad is Mike Lindell. You'd be like, what?
I think his kids work for the pillow empire.
They're part of the vampiric pillow cult.
Yeah, there's a lot of pillows out
Thank
there
you.
That need stuffing.
There's lots of Nazi pillow makers that need to be fed.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I go! The wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
The wind of God. He's blowing God's wind. on him.
If he gets too crazy, there's nobody that says, "Hey, Ken, man, you got to take it down. You're at like a 10.
Ooh.
Take it down to seven, buddy.
He's got $700+ million. Why would nobody tells Kenneth Copeland how to do anything?
He seems like a guy that can make you nervous or something. You know, he's just nuts.
You are destroyed forever. And you will never be back.
By the way, this was over a year ago. that he blew the flatulence of the Lord at COVID and decided that COVID was gone and would be no more.
We shall flee to Helm's Deep. Lala bini baba bobo.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Thank you, Arco.
Leaving on that midnight train to Georgia. Leaving on a midnight train.
I appreciate the pips back there, but you gotta just play that again, please. Like
the whole thing.
No. When there's one particular call and repeat, it's just
this one.
And you'll never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Thank you.
There's a couple that are phoning it in.
Yeah.
A couple of them are, but there's one, that one guy's like, and you'll never be back.
That's right. That guy's got a seat on the bus.
Does he?
I don't know.
What's the smarter move? Oh. Backing up Ken.
You gotta pull a Comey. Do you
mumble? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You gotta blend in the back. You can't be the pip that like wants
your
to do solos.
Is to make Kenneth Copeland look good.
Right.
And to tell him he's a genius.
And the fact that we're talking about this guy means that he didn't do his job.
This must be
back.
Thank you, Argo.
Thank you, our God.
Let it happen.
Let it happen.
Cause it to happen.
Cause it to happen.
There you go.
You stopped it?
I'm trying to remind you about it. That's as far as it goes.
I mean, he calls it. He made it happen. Are they jacking off or something?
No, they're standing
very
there.
Intense.
One's got a Bible.
Right. I think you guys need to probably change the magic underwear. It's so, boy, these guys are wound lit. It's just, I don't know.
This
is mental illness. That's all that is, right?
And here we are.
I banish you to hell.
With a clip courtesy of Right Wing Watch.
Get out of here.
Well, I mean, you got to hear this one.
Yeah.
This is... Well, Jim Baker. We haven't heard from Jim Baker in a long time.
Right. Now, this Jim Baker is more of a salesman than like Kenneth Copeland is like a Vincent Price. Shitty Vincent Price. You know, and I apologize to Vincent Price, but
he's been dead for quite a while. Can you think of a 21st century reference? Offense to Vincent.
Seems like a similar guy, you know, he's
You think Kenneth Copeland is Vincent Price? Or you think Baker is Vincent Price?
Oh, I think in the movie Vincent Price would have played a mean Jim Baker.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
There's a goofy stupidity about Jim Baker, though.
I think that would be interesting to see from him.
Oh, okay.
He might appreciate
that. I think Vincent would have nailed the creepy Kenneth Copeland, buggy eyed, creepy shit.
It would be very terrifying.
But here we have from the Jim Baker show, there may be a Lori sighting.
COVID-19!
And I'll let you know.
Zombies.
It's already good. Yeah.
By the way, it says Pastor Jim Baker on the Chiron. Pioneer of Christian television.
Well, congratulations.
A convicted felon.
No. If he wants to be that, you can have it, buddy.
And fucker of his secretary on his office carpet.
You know.
Yeah.
That's Jessica Hahn, right?
By the way, yes. For $100, Ryan, you can get the 3 Cascadia DVDs offer.
DVDs.
Which includes shipping and handling. And that's all the information I have on
that.
That's at the bottom of the screen, too.
So I got to get out my DVD player to watch this, and also I need to send him a check or just cash in an envelope, right, to Jim Baker?
Yeah, or Venmo, probably.
Oh,
well,
really?
I don't know, maybe.
Maybe not.
zombies that are on the earth are a disease like any other disease that affects people, and they become like zombies.
For $350, you can get the Cascadia DVDs, Bakers with two Ks. You see what they did there? Baker's Dozen, 13 DVDs, includes shipping and handling.
13 is not a baker's dozen, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, of course. Great.
They become like zombies. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Forgive me, but that's only part of the story. Zombies also have the evil spiritual entity known as demon possession, okay? Because there is no rationale.
Jim Baker's so desperate. He's so fucking desperate that he is having these batshit crazy. Now, this guy, demon it's hard possession, to describe.
Okay.
This dude, I don't know, late 50s, early 60s, white beard, black horn-rimmed glasses, balding, hair pulled back, but he's surrounded by four creepy paintings of lions. All of them are different. Like, one's like zoomed into the lion's eyes.
I like those.
One's in black and white, and it's just like, just a lion.
I like that. I would buy those.
I like the one over that's more abstract over on his on camera left. And then there's a photograph, a giant photograph of a lion.
But this guy's into lions.
And obviously, like there's shit in the background. Like the one lion painting is leaning in front of an obvious shelf.
Yeah.
So he obviously stacked these things.
Don't you think on some level this
to do
some,
this video?
There's some sort of fucked up psychology going on, like. This guy wants you to know that he is mucho into lions to the point that his office is covered with lion stuff. So this guy, more than anything, wants you to say, oh, I see you're interested in lions. And then he gets to tell you why he loves them. That's what he wants every time.
Oh, that's to catch the rains down in Africa.
What a horrible.
Right. Right.
Dodo. Possession, okay? Because there is no rationale with a zombie. The best way to explain zombies' bloodlust is this. The appetite of demons expressed through humans. It should be astonishing to people that the richest people in the world, not all of them, but some of them, are into occult ceremonies where they have to drink, you know, blood that's extracted from a tortured child.
Yep. Come on. Well, that's what I like to call Wednesday, Pat. You know, shit. That tortured child, I need a quart of blood for that motherfucker.
Could you splash a little vodka in that?
Now, that's sick.
That's sick.
The appetite of demons expressed through humans. Ancient world dealt with monsters, mythological and real.
Oh,
and
they didn't. They believed in monsters, mythological and real.
You know, you can't never take for granted when you put a microphone in somebody's mouth that they're going to. I mean, you never know what you're going to fucking hear, right?
If a monster is mythological, it by definition doesn't fucking exist.
Fuck you. QAnon. Is this QAnon that I'm listening to?
This guy's got to be a Q-loon. But he must tie it in with Jesus, otherwise I don't know how desperate they're getting over it at Baker Industries.
Very desperate, Pat.
Logical and real. And this is something that is really important to get through. The disease will basically destroy the human defenses. God gave us defenses as humans to resist the devil and he will flee. But when you're inviting, or what's the word I want? Embracing abject demon possession, giving yourself over.
Oh, somebody's getting a call.
Abject. I mean, I, you know what, man? I, it's not like I checked out, but I'm listening to this guy right now.
Well, yeah, we're mocking him.
Yeah, I know, but abject demon possession,
crazy. Giving yourself over. To be inhabited
right.
by the demons who then become your inhabitants. It's a twofold. What I'm saying, Jim, is they can induce zombieism, at least the appetite for human flesh. But at the end of the thing, it's both hands, right hand and left.
3 Cascadia DVDs offer for $100. Oh, Ryan, it says donate with credit card or check.
Wow, or check.
He must have gotten credit cards back.
No. He just fucking said he can induce zombieism. How do you induce zombieism? That's what he just said.
Well, rectally, obviously.
No, he said we can induce zombieism. There's some way. I want to know how. He just explained it.
It's both hands, right hand and left hand. And the left hand simply is the evil spiritual possession of that zombie.
Hey, what's with the left-handed bashing here? This is some medieval shit.
I don't understand.
That people that are left-handed are demon possessed.
I don't know. Is John Hopkins
this is fucking ridiculous.
About this or anything? Is there any medical journals that have weighed in on
it's
this?
It's left hand and right hand, and the left hand.
This guy. Somebody has to. He's not a Proud Boy or anything like that. He's just crazy, right?
Yeah. Who he looks like? And my apologies to Mandy Patinkin. But he looks just like, kind of just like Mandy Patinkin. Well, same kind of, well, when Mandy's rocking the beard and the hair pulled back.
Yeah. Okay.
Evil spiritual possession of that zombie. So the zombie.
they just cut to a two shot with Jim and he's
zombie.
Nodding. Jim Baker is nodding Jesus. Oh, yes.
I mean, Jim Baker is just trying to take up time because he needs to advertise his shit, right? He needs to advertise his powdered chicken soup.
They're building condos again. Remember?
They did that already. And,
he did some time.
He's going to do that again? What was he figuring?
He's been building condos.
How old is he?
He's 80, right?
He ain't going back to jail. That motherfucker is going to go down shooting, I guarantee you.
Protocol. And then I think people should say, okay, if this is all wild stuff, why does the military have a manual about it when it happens? Why does the CDC even have anything on?
Wait a second. There's
demon possession?
There's a zombie manual?
Who told you that, fuckhead? Who told you that? There's not one. Okay? There's not one.
You don't think there's a zombie protocol?
No.
An alien invasion protocol?
No, maybe. Not a zombie.
Space Force.
Yeah, it is Space Force.
CDC even have anything on their members, Center for Disease Control or Creation.
He's got to be an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, shit.
Center for Disease Control or Creation.
Oh, my God.
They're creating diseases over
there,
Ryan.
It's not really a vaccine.
And turning you into zombies.
Faith over fear.
Who suck the blood out of babies.
Where do I get adrenochrome? I can't find any lately.
For disease control or creation. Mm. I just call it that. That's my opinion.
Oh.
The whole subject of zombies could be just boiled down at one end to a genetically modified human that is no longer human on the level that you and I or a living being is. Then that corpse, that walking and animated, there's a better word, it's not living. An animated corpse is possessed by a demonic entity.
You think this guy is crazy? He's fucking nuts, though. Listen to this
guy. He's selling books, though, and DVDs.
A demonic entity.
I think this is his shit they're selling, this Cascadia bullshit.
Does he have a studio where he makes these weird-ass videos and edits himself?
And apparently rubs himself to lion pictures.
I bet his poor kid has to be like...
Maybe he's a furry.
Oh, it's
Fursuit Friday.
Oh, happy Fursuit Friday, everybody.
Yeah, maybe this guy's...
Hey.
I can only see he's wearing a black shirt, but he may be fur from the nipples down.
He could be all fur. He could be a clopper. We don't know.
An animated corpse is possessed by a demonic entity. That demonic entity has knowledge. It has sentience. It has...
What?
How do I say
this? Sentience. Sentience.
It has sentences. It has knowledge. It has sentences. Sentences. You barely know what you're saying, crazy person.
A demonic entity has knowledge. It has sentience. How do I say this? A purpose to do nothing else but to destroy. And I think that's the easiest way I can explain it.
There you go, everybody.
The easiest way I can explain it to you dumb fucking rubes. These zombies, they... The zombies have continents or they don't have continents?
Just so you know.
Which is
this it? Is Steve Quayle. Right-wing conspiracy theorist.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Quayle. Noted.
He's into aliens, demons, trans-dimensional beings.
Same, girl.
And diseases that are designed to initiate cannibalism in human beings. That then turn them into literal zombies.
Yeah, you know what I'm into? Cannibalism. Diseases about it.
Wow, Steve Quayle. Put him on the...
What a catch you are.
On the watch list.
Oh, yes, please. God damn.
But this is how low Jim Baker has sunk. He's got condos to pay for everybody.
Lori's
nobody's
like,
moving into his condos.
I'm not going in the green room with Steve Quayle. He tried to eat me last time.
He's on Zoom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have Steve Quayle zoom in. That's a good move. That's a safe move right there. Steve Quayle, I need to come. I'm concerned about people that get diseases that make them zombies.
Oh, well, I don't know. We might agree with...
How flat is thy earth?
We might agree with Steve Quayle.
Okay.
Here.
He likes weed.
Other night, I just heard this in my spirit. Now, look, here, everyone has to take this to the Lord in prayer. I felt the Lord said, Steve, it was during the days of Jared. Now, Jared in the Old Testament lived to be 962 years old, okay?
This goes a long way.
Jared?
This is a 4 minute. I'm not going to play this.
That doesn't sound biblical. That sounds like a bullshit biblical name. There's no Jared. This is a lie.
Oh, I can get to like the 1 minute.
And Jared was the father of Enoch, the biblical Enoch that walked with God and was not, and God took him. But what was interesting, here's what dropped into my spirit. I never thought of this in my life, so all I can say is that, you know, something's going on here. That Jared was the patriarch.
This dropped into my spirit.
Something's going on here.
Who talks like that? This dropped into my spirit.
I don't know where, you know what it is? Is it the vocabulary that's so weird? I mean, it's all weird, but like where
the patriarch.
What does that mean? Where, how does somebody end up saying the phrase, it dropped into my spirit? And what does that mean to anyone?
He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a Jesus freak who also seems to be into every single insane conspiracy theory ever imagined.
And I'm trying to think, like, if I really experienced that, let's say I don't know, some alien dropped into my spirit and I knew it and everything and I had to explain it. I wouldn't want to because people would think I was stupid. So I wouldn't tell anybody. Why does he want to tell everybody then? Like, what does he get?
Well,
out of it?
I would suggest you wouldn't know because
I'm not telling anybody.
What's a spirit?
A Gila monster, some horrible.
What's a spirit?
Dragon or something? Some evil like ghost.
No, what is your spirit?
I don't fucking know. You know, right. Nuclear energy.
And how could it be dropped into?
Well, you obviously haven't taken any neuroscience.
Second oldest man in the Old Testament, when the fallen angels fell on Mount Hermon, and that's in the Book of Enoch, chapter 6, and it's also in Jubilees referred to. Now, what's important
we'll get to the point here in a second.
No, because when the fallen angels fell, just call them the fallen angels. Here we have the fallen angels. We know they fell because they are the what? The fallen ones. You know? Not to be a dick.
It's also in Jubilees.
Oh, who
he gets to
know
the
that?
Point in a second.
What is
here.
That?
That Enoch was the seventh from Adam. And so what we're seeing here is some unusual things. We've got the seventh from Adam, and I believe Enoch is one of the two witnesses, and this has everything to do with what we're talking about. That Jared Kushner, the man of peace behind the scenes, is absolutely the prime candidate, I believe, for the AC, the Antichrist. Because
Jared Kushner is the Antichrist.
Wait,
now he's making sense. That's what I said.
You might
agree with this guy.
I agree, dude. He could be. Jared Kushner could be the Antichrist.
I'm reading. I got to go on.
Listen, and here's why. The spirit, in my opinion, the Bible talks specifically about the spirit of Antichrist, the literal devil entering into him, just like you did Judas Iscariot.
Oh, yeah.
But what's even more important, Jared Kushner's address is 666 Fifth Avenue.
This is not true. That is that shitty building he bought that they had to have Qatar bail him out or Saudis.
Right,
somebody helped bail him out of that shitty mortgage that was coming
Qatar,
due.
And he did something for them.
And that's the address, 666 Fifth Avenue.
So is this guy's point that he's winding up to? That's it? Because we knew this already. We know he owns that building.
New York, and I do, as the commercial center of commercial Babylon, then what you've got is you've got someone whose name links with the time of the fallen angels. And it's my position that the earthly things, so many of them are fallen angels, if you will, in human drag.
If you will. I'm like, man,
oh, I got to hear him say that.
If you will, strap in. You always hear something different.
And if you understand the history of the Tishman building, that's what it was called. Oh, and even more important, Jared Kushner's address is 666 Fifth Avenue. And if you understand the history of the Tishman building, that's what it was called originally, and then the Bronfmans and the whole, if you will, menagerie of different players in trying to fund the $1.4, I think it is, billion-dollar purchase
price
of that piece of real estate. If you take New York, and I do, as the commercial center of commercial Babylon, then what you've got is you've got someone whose name links with the time of the fallen angels. And it's my position, Tom, I know you know this, that the earthly kings, so many of them are fallen angels, if you will, in human drag.
You are crazy. Human angels, fallen angels in drag. That is quite a, I mean, that's an impressive kind of conclusion to come to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going on in that skull. Jeez.
Speaking of QAnon.
Yes.
We have the praying medic. We've heard him before.
Oh, this guy.
Dave Hayes.
Okay.
Who's rocking a Lex Luthor vibe, shaved head.
Oh, that's nice. Friendly.
Here he is explaining exactly why former President Donald Trump has not yet announced that he is that he will be running in 2024.
Right.
I think that Trump knows when the states are done doing their investigations of the elections, when enough of the people are pissed off about the fraud, when enough people get red-pilled, I think we're going to end up with a new election, a redo of the 2020 election. And I think Trump knows that's coming. So,
oh, God, hold on. Say it again. Say that one more time.
That guy's out of Jergens.
I think we're going to end up with a new election.
Yeah.
A redo of the 2020 election. And I think Trump knows that's coming. So he doesn't have to commit to 2024 because I think we're going to have a redo of the 2020 election at some point. I mean, look in Myanmar. Military takes over and says, oh, guess what? We're going to do a new election, paper ballots, and we're going to count the ballots.
Which is not what Myanmar is. The fucking military is still in charge and brutalizing people.
Who is this, the singing medic?
This is the praying medic.
Oh, I'm sorry, the praying medic.
He may have a lovely voice. I don't know.
Who knows? This is some crazy shit.
Takes over and says, oh, guess what? We're going to do a new election, paper ballots, and we're going to count the ballots. We're probably looking at something like that here in the U.S. And so Trump doesn't need to commit to 2024 because I think something is going to happen before then.
Mm. Oh, my God.
The military.
The nerve of these motherfuckers. How many times are you going to say something's going to happen? How many times are you going to do that to people? Come on. Yeah. Don't do that again. Something's going to happen. Something's always going to happen. What is it now? What's the new date that something's going to happen? August 4th or something?
Isn't my pillow guy saying August?
Yeah.
Something?
Right.
I guess.
Jeez. Look into that. And the zombie protocol to see what that is.
The zombie protocol?
Yeah, for our country, in case. Where we go?
We have we have another Baker clip.
Oh, my gosh. I think people here are more concerned with the non-existent
like zombie apocalypse than coronavirus.
Oh, COVID, by the way.
Yes.
I should have done the COVID headlines after the Kenneth Copeland clip.
Right.
Countries worldwide hit new records for virus.
Oh, good.
And deaths.
Oh, my God.
Variant devastating Brazil begins spreading in America.
Shit.
Top court orders probe of Bolsonaro pandemic steps. So the Supreme Court there in Brazil is looking into him.
Yeah, guys. I mean, it seems like a real issue, man. Right?
Slots go unused in Mississippi and other states.
Shots? Did people go get your goddamn vaccine? Go get your goddamn vaccine. And you know, if you don't think about it like this, if you don't want to get your vaccine, get it anyway, but just don't tell your dumb friends. Just tell your friends you're not getting it. And everybody does the same thing. Just get your shot.
Public health experts say the pileup of unclaimed appointments in Mississippi exposes something worrisome, the large number of people who are reluctant to get inoculated.
This is insane. This is the best thing ever. We got a vaccine. We get to go back to being normal, the licking, the slobbering, the spitting. Oh, it's all coming back. Maybe.
The hesitancy has national implications. Experts say between 70 and 90% of all Americans must be vaccinated for the country to reach herd immunity.
Yay.
When it comes to rates of vaccination, Mississippi has a long way to go with just a quarter of all of its residents having received at least one dose.
Oh, okay.
Compared to the national average of 33%.
Hi, Biden. Let me tell you something. Go to these states that you imagine are doing a shitty job doling out the vaccine. Go there and help them. They're doing a shitty job. Just go there and do it for them. You have to go to Mississippi and fix it.
Oh, what a coincidence. Other southern states, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, have similarly low rates of vaccination.
Low rates of people getting vaccinated. But we need high rates, so the COVID goes away. Or
the state Mississippi reliably votes Republican.
Oh, good.
A group that remains highly skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine. Nearly half of all Republican men and 40% of Republicans overall have said they do not plan to get vaccinated.
Poor qua, motherfucker.
To several recent surveys.
Poor fucking qua. Poor qua.
Are you speaking Mexican?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to speak to people that don't want to get their fucking shot, man. Are they crazy?
Yes.
I mean, Florida needs to get back to being Florida. That means chlamydia. Right now it's COVID. We need to get back to chlamydia.
There you go. Again, we need states that, I mean, we need adult supervision for many of these states.
Yes. Yes. Because, see, the problem with this state is the guys that are in charge are running around making fake IDs, sex trafficking, fucking all over the place, calling people, being inappropriate.
Yeah.
So we need adults.
Oh, God, look at the times are flying. But we don't have to worry about that, Ryan.
Okay.
Because according to conspiracy end times conspiracy Yay. Theorist Tom Horn.
Yay.
Who took to the Jim Baker show the day after they had this asshole on.
Oh shit.
Previously, Quayle.
Yeah.
Here's what this guy had to say.
Yeah.
On the Jim Baker show.
Ooh.
Again, proof that Jim Baker is getting increasingly batshit.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy.
No, the word Apophis is what NASA has named this asteroid that is on a trajectory for what they are now calling a very near miss, Friday the 13th, April 2029. I am saying that I believe Apophis is the asteroid that is talked about in the book of Revelation, chapter 8. It is what is called Wormwood in the
book. The bottom of the screen, Revelation 8:11, King James Version.
Wormwood!
And the name of the star is called Wormwood. and the third part of the waters became Wormwood. Oh, that sounds like an asteroid that's going to hit us and fuck us.
Oh, that doesn't sound great at all. Wormwood is from Shakespeare, right? Like, what is Wormwood?
It's called Wormwood in the Bible.
Oh, it's the Bible.
Oh, and that Wormwood means poison, doesn't it?
Yes, bitterness. And again, you know, we can go into this during this program, but I believe that Apophis is carrying an alien microorganism on
with no evidence or information. And by the way, Apophis will not be coming that near to us. We did the story a week or two ago on how the latest science says we've got at least a good 100 years before any asteroids are going to be coming anywhere near us.
Apophis shall not approach.
And Apophis is one that they thought might be a near miss, but now they're thinking it's not going to be that near at all.
Thou shall stay far from my wormwood, Apophis.
I'm surprised this guy isn't up on the science, on the latest.
Yeah, me too. I think...
But let's listen to his... His alien microbes.
Wow, geez. He's got an alien microbe issue.
An alien microorganism on it in which a virus is being sustained. And I believe it's going to make coronavirus look like a walk in the park. On impact with the Earth, the contagion that is going to be brought to this planet. I think that it's going to be a trigger event that ultimately leads to the mark of the beast, which will mean that you're going to have to be vaccinated. In fact, I've developed an entire theory that is in the book based on some teachings.
Final countdown. One book, two disc DVD set. $45 includes shipping and handling.
Final countdown. One book, two cups.
That's this guy's book.
Does he think, you know,
I've developed a theory. Of course you have.
You know, the thing is, man, he's giving this speech, his spiel about his book. He thinks what he's saying is going to make people buy his book.
Yeah, that's the only reason he's out there.
Obviously,
people are buying his book.
Oh, that's so sad. Boy.
Why would he be doing it if he wasn't making money?
People who read. What's his name?
It doesn't matter.
Don't read this fuck face. There's other people to read. I guarantee you.
Tom Horn.
Do not read Tom Horn. Read something else. I guarantee you there's better shit out there than Tom Horn. How depressing.
He previously speculated on a different show that Hillary Clinton is the whore of Babylon.
She is Wormwood! And the whore of Babylon market. The beast.
Based on some teachings that my wife Nita came up with over a decade ago about how
some teachings she came up with. That's not reassuring.
I came up with some teaching. I came up with some fucking bullshit. And now it's teachings. How do you like that shit?
Interestingly honest there.
Ooh, yes. My wife just came up with some shit she dug out of the ground.
Now, a contagion during the tribulation period could sweep the world. Literally tens of millions of people are dying by the hour, and an international cry goes up around the world for some kind of cure, a vaccine. Well, a man comes forward, individual.
Hold on a second. Time out.
If tens of millions of people are dying every hour, they better hurry.
Is he pitching a movie to us, like a movie he wants made, or what?
No, this is his prediction of that. What's going to happen when that asteroid hits us?
Okay, it's very involved.
A man comes forward, a single individual who happens to be the Antichrist, and he's the only man on Earth whose blood is naturally immune.
Oh my God! This is some sci-fi movie that he stole. He stole some sci-fi.
I tell you,
episode of some show, Space 1999 some shit,
Space 69. And I got to tell you something, man. If this was, if science was like this, more people would be into it, right?
To this alien virus,
right?
And so a vaccine is created from his blood, by which all mankind then are required to be inoculated. So it's almost like a black communion.
It's almost like a block communion. Jeez, sounds like Morrissey lyrics or something. God, this guy is crazy.
People like these last two are making money.
Yeah, it's a good business. I don't even. This guy focuses on end times because people have such a hard on about that with the Bible, right?
Oh well, some of them, yeah.
You know why? Because these evangelicals. I don't know what Catholicism's like, but the evangelicals, all they talk about is Jesus is returning. Hallelujah, he's coming back, and it'll be great when he comes back, and it's. The whole like religion is geared to looking forward to Jesus's return and getting more people under the tent.
Yeah.
For his return. You know.
We have RIP DMX.
Oh shit.
Also,
man. That sucks.
50 years old.
Right.
Challenging life. He had some problems.
Right.
Had a
what's a DMX song?
He had a drug overdose that caused a heart attack.
Yeah,
that he did not survive.
That sucks.
So there you go.
Why can't we bring him back to life? We don't have the right drugs or something like that. We don't have the right drugs to revive him.
Correct.
Just been watching Star Trek Discovery.
Well, they tried Narcan,
right?
And that's what they say kept him alive. Long enough to get him to the hospital.
Right.
I got a frog. What time is it? Oh, we still got about a half hour left on the big shoe here.
He said,
"There is a
I'm up in here, up in here."
Oh, DMX.
That's DMX. Okay, yeah.
Good news.
Yes.
I guess.
Right.
That. It says for about a half hour Tuesday, former president of the United States appeared on television to offer his unfiltered assessment of the state of American politics, foreign policy, various controversies flitting around the political world. You probably missed it. It says because it was Donald Trump offering the same pudding of rhetoric we've heard so often to an anchor on the far right network Newsmax.
The same pudding of rhetoric. God, it's a lovely sentence.
It was to presidential appearances what a pre-dusk set at the Indiana State Fair would be to Kid Rock.
Oh, oh my God, our country is so fucking trashy.
But the point of this is that fewer people are giving a shit about him.
Why? Because
he's not out there.
Yeah. He's not available. You can't follow him on Twitter.
And he's not president.
You're saying he doesn't have any power.
So a lot of people don't care.
Yeah.
You know, he gets his hardcore lunatics.
He's still in legal trouble, or did that go away?
No, he's still in legal trouble.
How is he? Does he have lawyers left? Does he have anybody that's not crazy that's going to represent him?
I think he's got some lawyers.
It's just wild. I've seen all his other lawyers, and I think, God, you got more court.
Some of them are working with Gates, too.
Oh, yeah. Gates needs a lawyer these days.
But his Google search stats,
yes,
are back to almost right before he started in politics.
I wonder if it's more like, will Donald Trump go to jail? I wonder what his stats are. I mean, probably
hardly anybody's
right.
Googling him now.
Yeah.
Sorry, any more Donald. Than before he started in politics.
So maybe,
and his mentions on cable news even
are down.
Even Fox.
Right. I mean, I thought he would get a little bit more love at Semen Pack, CPAC, you know?
Well, he kind of did, but
you know,
I think a lot of them are you know, putting some hair gel in their anal hair to get ready for the
right
to run in 2024.
That's the process these days. That's rough.
Gotta get those taint mohawks going. So yeah, this the headline says Trump media era ends not with a wow but a whisper.
Wow. But wait a second, what about this?
The Washington Post.
No, he's making this dumb fucking media empire, right? Isn't he?
Well,
doing
yeah,
Trump
I can't
Facebook
wait for this
or something.
I can't wait for this this alleged social media platform.
Yeah. You think it's gonna be awesome?
For us.
But the problem is
to watch, you know, it burn and spiral.
These fucking Republicans, we want an unfiltered thing. You can't have an unfiltered thing because a lot of you guys are racist Nazi lunatics, and you say violent shit that, you know, it's you know, bad. And if you have a I don't know, it's not fit.
Not good news. The Amazon workers in Alabama have rejected unionization.
Yeah.
By a large margin.
Yeah.
Alabamans. Yeah. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
They need that union.
Well, yeah. You know, Amazon's real happy.
Right.
A union victory could have triggered a wave of organizing drives at other Amazon warehouses, potentially giving workers more flexibility to demand concessions from the company on things such as break, safety, and pace of work.
Yeah.
But the loss throws cold water on that and allows Amazon to add and cut staff at its warehouses as it wants.
To me, it's a weird thing because it's like, it's more than just, I mean, those are demands and everything, but we're also talking about, that's like quality of life. Enough breaks, enough rest to be safe.
I don't know what they were threatened with.
Those aren't necessarily perks, or, I mean, that's just the basic shit that everybody should have. Yeah, well, I don't know.
Richard Trumka, president of AFL-CIO, said during a news conference, "We're not going anywhere. Whether Bezos likes it or not, this organizing drive is going to open the floodgates for more collective action. The union that sought to represent the Bessemer workers, the retail warehouse and department store union,
yes,
said it will challenge the results, claiming that Amazon used tactics to mislead and intimidate workers that were illegal."
Oh, shit.
The president of that organization says they lied and tried to game the system.
Damn. Well, of course. This giant-ass fucking company, man. And to think it's like this huge fucking company that makes so much money, and we're talking about letting their workers organize. This should be...
Amazon barraged the 5,805 workers eligible to vote with text messages and flyers posted on doors inside the bathroom stalls to convince them not to vote for the union.
To what end, though?
They set up an anti-union website.
Jeez. Guys, though, I mean...
Do it without dues. Oh, so they're trying to say, look, you've got all these things. They do pay $15 an hour at these warehouses, which is probably not enough. With the pace and the...
Yeah.
And the, I mean, these are the people who wear diapers. To keep up with their pace.
I mean, it's
or their expectations.
And it's insane to think that if you're a worker, you work for Amazon. It's insane.
That's the word, yeah, I was looking for. They look for their quota.
But you need somebody to advocate for you.
Yeah,
you're dealing with Amazon. It's an enormous company, and they should want their workers to unionize. Don't you think ultimately it's good for their company if their workers are, you know, have rights and reasonable health care and shit like that, reasonable wage? Wouldn't that be better for the fucking company?
So there you go. They're going to keep trying, yeah, I guess. And, you know, Alabama's a tough place. And
for what? Just for...
To try to push a union. Talk to me when, you know, why don't you guys go to California or go northeast?
Alabama is one of those places where on any given Sunday, somebody's like suing about, you know, drag queen story time
exactly
at the library, like idiots.
And coal rolling with their stars and bars.
Sure. I mean, we're talking about Alabama. That's where Roy Moore's from. I don't know if you remember him. Before Matt Gaetz, we had molester Roy Moore. Now we have Matt Gaetz. Is Roy Moore still alive?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Probably out riding sassy.
Hey! Matt Gaetz should get Roy Moore's lawyer, right? Because didn't Roy Moore like do some stuff kind of out in the open that was creepy that he never really got in trouble for?
Creepy? Like gropey creepy? Or?
Yeah, I thought.
Well, he was banned from
the mall.
The mall? While he was a DA.
That's insane, man.
For trolling on the young girls.
Our DA is allegedly banned from the mall because he's trolling on young women. Law and order.
We have a few minutes left. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Yay. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit, we get a wee commission.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
Stephen Miller is busy.
Oh, the golem. The little Nazi golem.
Former Trump White House senior advisor Stephen Miller has formed a new legal group to challenge the Biden administration's policies through lawsuits. I'm going to sue them everything they do.
During the pandemic, Stephen, I thought about you and your wife a little bit because I know you both got COVID, but I can't imagine like his wife is married to this golem and not only does she have to do stuff with him, like he gave her COVID. I mean, God, Stephen Miller.
Did you see the other day? Did we play the clip that he said he's very insulted that people say that what they did was unkind or you know something like
what?
That?
What?
Locking up kids, separating.
Well, a lot of people feel that way, dude. A lot of people feel that it is unkind to lock up children.
Maybe outraged or something. I'm outraged that they say.
You know, I think the thing with Stephen,
find that clip now.
Stephen Miller's moral compass is super duper fucked up, you know?
Well, yeah, in high school, he was saying something about the Mexican. It's deeply insulting. Here he is.
No.
I find it deeply insulting to describe what we did as inhumane.
You know, society.
I find it deeply insulting.
Society has
that black people get to walk the street and I have to look at them.
You know, we should have zero tolerance for these Nazis that work for Trump. I mean, no Dancing with the Stars for this creep. You know, I mean, don't give him a fucking job. We shouldn't support corporations that give him a job or Kellyanne Conway. Who's another Nazi? Jared Ivanka.
I've got some Jesus-y news.
Yes, perfect. Scott Pruitt was a Nazi.
This is, you'll be shocked by this. This never happens. A Missouri couple who owned and operated a religious boarding school.
Oh, man. Here we are. Well, I've got some guesses as to where this is going.
Has been arrested on dozens of charges after their daughter and former students made abuse allegations in TikTok videos.
Of course. It's always the same, you know. This is a what kind of facility or what is this? A
Christian boarding school.
You know, here's the thing. Take some, just steer clear of that. When you hear, oh, Christian boarding school, say, nope, not today, Satan. Do something else. Don't send
listen
your kids there.
Listen to this name. Boyd Householder.
What is this?
This Boyd Householder was charged with, oh my God, 80 felony counts, including child molestation, sodomy, sexual contact with a student, and neglect of a child. And his wife, Stephanie, is facing 22 felony charges for abuse or neglect of a child, endangering the welfare of a child, and for alleged crimes committed between 2017 and 2020.
What is this again? This Christian what? What is this? A shelter?
Boarding school?
This shelter, well, I'm afraid their Yelp will suffer.
Apparently their daughter helped turn him in.
80 counts.
Their daughter, Amanda Householder, in a TikTok video reacting to their arrest said, "This is a moment that does deserve to be celebrated.
Jesus.
I am sad because they are my parents, but something my parents would always tell me is you made your bed. Now you have to lie in it. Well, my parents made their bed and now they're going to have to lie in it. As hard as it is for me, it's about time."
Good for her. I mean, she saved some lives.
71-year-old Boyd and his 55-year-old wife opened Circle of Hope Girls Ranch in 2006.
You see, man, you stay. I already right there. Avoid Circle of Hope Jesus Ranch.
To help reform rebellious teenage girls.
Listen, man, I don't know.
Who would send their children to these?
But
who gets the parents need to be looked at.
Who gets into this, though? Who does this for a job?
Somebody that wants to molest young girls.
Yeah, I just don't get, like, I don't know.
Who
would have a passion everybody. For this?
Not everybody. There are good organizations out there
like
that to help troubled teens and stuff like that. But to help reform rebellious teenage girls sounds like white people sending their daughters to go get indoctrinated.
Yeah, and a lot of times these places, shit like this happens because I don't know what is this. Why does this always happen with these evangelicals? Why does it always get rapey and creepy? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, because that's how they roll.
What do you mean?
A lot of these people, that's why they get into it.
Oh, that's right. Okay, great.
Two dozen former residents said the couple used cruel punishments against residents, such as withholding food, restraints, and forced manual labor.
Two dozen. 24 different people came forward and said horrible shit went down. 20 fucking.
Well, that's just to NBC News. Yeah. Concerned parents and staffers reported the reform school at least 19 times to various law enforcement, child welfare, and education agencies, but no charges were filed until last week.
Damn! No charges were... Fuck, man.
What the hell?
Yeah. Why were these... How long did these people... 2017
through 2020 are the specific charges.
That was their reign so of terror? Far. God, these reform school things, it's... You got to get these Christians under control. I mean, they're really.
An assistant U.S. attorney declined to prosecute in 2018, according to an email from a highway patrol officer who investigated, and state child welfare and education officials had no authority to close the ranch due to a loophole that the Missouri lawmakers are hoping to close.
Well, yeah. Okay. Wait. Some loophole.
I wonder if it's a religious
perpetuated loophole. The torture of these victims. Oh, by these fucking people, right? There was a loophole that allowed this hell to continue even longer. That's a nice loophole.
So their daughter, Amanda, and other women who had attended Circle of Hope as teenagers started posting videos on TikTok.
Good for them.
Which then led to an investigation by the Cedar County Sheriff.
Yeah.
The householders closed the ranch in August, put the property on market, and now they have been arrested.
Right. Householder. Well, you guys are, 80 counts, man.
So far. I mean, that's just from 2017. Where they've had that ranch since 2006.
Yeah. Oh my God.
How many more women are going to come forward?
More. We got to look into these ranches where people get, Christianified or some shit like that.
Yeah, and there's a reason states have said you can't force your kids into...
Oh, that pray the gay away shit?
Pray the gay away therapy. Yeah.
You can't do that. That's some crazy shit.
We do have a few moments left. Yay. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
It's Faithless Friday. The weekend's almost here.
It is.
You know?
Very exciting.
Right.
I don't. This was a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if I did this story, but it deserves to be.
Okay.
Tennessee is really busy working on important issues to help the people of Tennessee.
Oh, that's great.
Well, let's call them the Republicans of Tennessee. In March or late February, the men's basketball team at East Tennessee State University.
Yes.
Kneeled together during the national anthem.
Oh, shit.
In order to draw attention to systemic racism, which is their good. Right.
But that's also good.
Did I mention Tennessee?
Right. Okay.
State Senator Rusty Crow.
That is outstanding.
Republican from Johnson City, Tennessee.
Is this real or is this a story?
This is real.
This sounds like a short story. Rusty Crow.
Representative
okay.
Rebecca Alexander from Jonesboro.
Hey, man.
And Representative Tim Hicks from Gray.
Hey, fuck you.
Crow said, this kind of activity will not be tolerated.
God damn it, Rusty.
And then there was a letter posted a week later by State Senator Paul Bailey.
Right.
Signed by every GOP senator.
Damn.
In the state.
Okay.
And was sent out to every campus president.
Oh, shit.
In the University of Tennessee system.
Wow. Okay.
While we recognize our student athletes may express their own views on a variety of issues in their personal time, right, we do not condone any form of protest that could be viewed as disrespectful to our nation or flag while they are representing our state universities.
It's not. It's you're showing solidarity with people of color in this country who have not been treated equally.
and they're not disrespecting the nation or flag. They're protesting against racism,
which is, you can make a case that that is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
One of these assholes, State Senator John Lundberg. Isn't angry at the students, Ryan.
I'm just disappointed.
I give those students a pass because they're 18, 19 years old. They're very impressionable by a lot of things going on. I'm not going to give a pass to the coaches because they're teachers. That's a teachable moment. I'm not going to give a pass to those presidents of those universities who are responsible for those coaches to take those opportunities to teach a lesson, a very strong one. Teach them a lesson.
Who the fuck is this very strict disciplinarian? None shall pass! Who the fuck are you to say you're not, this guy's not getting a pass and he gets a pass? Who the fuck is this fuckhead?
Well, and in this letter that they sent, they may have broken a law. They said, quote, "To address this issue, we encourage each of you to adopt policies within your respective athletic departments to prohibit any such actions going forward."
Oh, okay.
They can do that, but this letter was on State Senate letterhead and signed by every Republican senator.
Okay.
This is an obviously threat. And obviously, because they're the ones that do the budgets.
Right.
It says this letter may be perceived as placing pressure on university administrators.
Yeah. Well, yeah. God.
And this guy said, of the senators, if I had been advising them, if I'd been their lawyer, I would have strongly recommended they not sign it.
Yeah.
Because they may have broken the law by intimidating and threatening all the state schools that they need to get those kneelers in line. You better pass policy.
Right, right. Yeah, that does sound particularly shitty. And, you know, just as a country, the kneeling thing is good. That's showing solidarity, and that's a good thing.
If the schools tell athletes they're not allowed to kneel, they would undoubtedly face lawsuits. It would be an utterly idiotic move to listen to these Republicans.
Yes.
Because the state controls the public university's budget, those administrators are going to have to play a game where they don't publicly upset those same morons.
Oh, my God. Fucking morons.
So, you know, TBD, I guess.
Hey, one day we're going to figure this shit out and it's going to be fucking great. You know what I mean? It's going to be great.
Yeah, I hope it's sooner rather than later.
You know, it's going to be, you know, 24/7 Dave and Buster's, Jalapeno Poppers, Bloomin' Onions, TGI Fridays, 24/7. We're going to get there one day, but not yet.
We have only a couple of seconds. I'm trying to find the best story.
Yeah.
Well, we've got probably another lawsuit coming up. Kentucky tax preparer defends refusal to work with gay couples.
Oh, God. God, what an asshole.
He won't sign it because he doesn't recognize their marriages. So he says, I can't sign that I've a legal document saying I've done their taxes because they're not legally married.
But I can help this guy. Hey, dude, you're wrong and you're an idiot. What if you were them and you needed...
Let's find his name. Aries Tax Service in Radcliffe, Kentucky.
Hey, listen, Aries. Why? What if you were that couple and you needed help and someone told you no because of who you are?
Oh, God, it's hanging.
What about that, dickhead?
It's hanging in his window. Oh, I want your taxes filed. I need photo IDs for you and your spouse, social security cards, blah, 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 blah.
It sounds like he's in the wrong country. It sounds like Aries tax fuckface.
Last one says homosexual marriage not recognized. Yeah, this is hanging in his window at his tax service.
Listen, you're in the wrong spot. Move to Kabul. Perfect. Right? He should live in Afghanistan then. Or wherever they
He
practice.
Told the Courier General in an email, journal in an email, I have moral objections to homosexual marriage. I have filed and do file for homosexuals who are single, and I do not ask about sexual preference prior to filing return. So he said, this is legal. I have researched this.
Ooh, thank you so much. You mean when somebody shows up asking for your fucking tax services, you don't say, who are you fucking? Who are you fucking? Show me.
And because there are no non-discrimination ordinances in this county in fucking Kentucky, oh, so which also has no non-discrimination ordinances.
He can do this.
This is legal.
This is not reasonable.
This is one of those things where they're like, that's why we need that. I even forget the name of the act where they need to pass the an act that adds it to the protections.
Yeah.
And he may not be right either, because I thought the didn't SCOTUS, even this SCOTUS, recently rule in favor of, in a similar kind of a dealio.
This dumb
They're
fuck.
Dancing around the wedding cakes and shit like
Hey.
This. But a tax preparer, you're not supporting homosexual marriage if you do their fucking taxes.
So you're writing in.
Holy Christ!
I mean, God, what snowflakes? What idiots!
Gotta get out of here.
Morons.
Well, bless y'all for listening to us this week. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, every goddamn weekday. And we're always available at crabdiving.com and on your favorite podcasting app. Don't forget to check us out on the internet and all that shit. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. See what Ryan's doing on the internet. He's got a show tonight if you're in Pensacola. At Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Let's do it again.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.